My wife and I made an admission to each other today. Tonight, we both admitted something to each other. You'll tell us if we were yechidim in this, and maybe you relate to this, and maybe we're the pachdanim, we're just scared people. We both independently went to Kosher World today. Now, this probably defines the difference, me and my wife. I went this morning on the way to Yeshiva to get an iced coffee, and she went shopping for the family. But we both independently, both went into Kosher World today. My wife shopping for the mishpacha, for others, and me buying myself an iced coffee.
And another bottle.
So, eases the guilt. But the bottom line is like this, that we both admitted, and it wasn't easy to admit, that in buying the iced coffee, I did look around the store. There was a couple there that was unique. They looked unique, and I was a little nervous. I got nervous in a store, in a kosher store. And my wife said the same thing, that she got nervous in a kosher store. Now, the point is not to create any fear of what happened. That's not the point to create. I don't know if other people had this sensation that you're looking around, but the goal is not to create any fear, certainly not. But I feel like that it's close to home. This is a bacher, the one who was nifter, this Moshe Deitch, had learned here for 3 summers. And he had learned here with the Satmar Yeshiva that was here the past 3 summers. He was in this shul. He had been, I made a fabrengen in the shul. He had fabrengen with us in the shul. We made something on a Thursday night from 1 o'clock till about 5 o'clock in the yeshiva at night. He was with us. And it's close to home, and we can't not talk about it. You can't just move on with our life. And there is a fear. I could tell you for myself that I looked around the store today. Then it's something we have to think about. And I want to just say that I've said this before, but I feel strongly about this. There's a sense. This week's parashas Hakizayne Yasas Achaseinu. Jewish blood is not cheap. Shimon HaLevi had a response, a holy response, of HaKizayne Yas HaChiseinu, no way, that's not happening. And the sense of our brother's blood is not cheap has to be part of our emotions. Our brother can't be touched. Our brother can't be touched. And that has to be part of our emotions. The Satmar Yeshiva in general taught us, they taught us in a beautiful way to appreciate all yidden. It's a beautiful yeshiva. And silly external differences are just silly differences. We met these beautiful bachrim. This bachrim, Moshe, was outgoing geshmak and had a certain baishanus, a very holy baishanus to a Rebbe. I saw with the chevra he was all a geshmakster. And to somebody he viewed as a rabbinic figure, he would blush a shtickel. He had like a certain beautiful busha to somebody he perceived as older or rabbinic. And yet, you see, I was so alike, was all by shanim, goyim lechasadim, and don't fall for external differences. And this satmar, precious yeshiva, that Moshe Deitch was part of, and he taught us lessons of Avas Yisroel. He taught us how similar we are, not different, and the sense that Jewish blood is not cheap. And the sense that we can't let it happen. Now, what does that mean? So what are we going to do? So where's the energy? The sense, Shimon HaLevi took down Shem. So what do we do? What do we do with that sense? This can't be. It can't be. So what do I turn that into? Where do I attack? What should we do? And to me, I've said this from Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, and it's what I feel. We have to be Mechabed Yidden. We have to be mechabed, a massive onslaught of respect for Yidden. I saw these bachim from the Satmar Yeshiva. What they crave is profound respect, validation. I spoke this morning from Parashas Vayishlach. It's lav dafka what I wanted to speak about tonight, but maybe it's all we'll speak about, I don't know. But I spoke this morning of Parashas Vayishlach. I don't love repeating, sometimes we do, but this is like, because of what happened, I spoke this morning that that the Torah describes the quote-unquote head of Reuven. And it says, Vayelech Reuven Vayishkav Esbila Pilegesh Aviv. Now, it's not what happened, but the Torah wants us to hear words that sound like a grave sin. Vayishkav Esbila Pilegesh Aviv. And the Torah wants us to hear those words. Hagam, there was a subtlety, Hagam. But the Torah wants us to hear. Vayishkav Esbila. So that's what we're picturing. Vayishma Reuven. And Reuven hears it. He hears and perceives what Reuven did, Yaakov Avinu. And then the famous pay, the pasuk ends, and it says, Vayiyu bnei Yaakov shnei master, they're 12 shvatim. And the Sifurnu explains that Yaakov Avinu understood that he certainly did tshuva. I want to say like this, I once got a call from parents. I am not talking about the word disappointed. I don't care words. In every family, words mean different things. I'm talking about a concept. I once got a call, a bacher stole his parents' car and smashed it up. That happened to me also. A bacher once took my car without rishus and smashed the smithereens. We never drove it again, right in front of Ami's Bagels. My car, 5 in the morning, he slept by my house, it smashed up. So this, I'm not talking about something I didn't go through myself. A parent had their car stolen by their son and he smashed it. I'm not condoning in the slightest. Geneva's pathetic, and it doesn't matter your mother's car, your father's. Geneva, it's a robbery. I'm not condoning it in any sense, and to be upset, to give him mussar, to know he needs to be taught for sure. You know what I'm against? I'm against the sense you've disappointed us. Now, I want to explain what that means. And every family, the word, I don't like when parents get disappointed in their kids. I have never been disappointed in my children, never. I've been angry. I've given them rebuke. Many times you give mussar, you're raising a family. What disappointment is, all the years I thought one thing, and now I see it's different than I thought. You're not what you cracked up to. That's atomic. That's like an atomic thing. Disappointment is a deep sense. I hold, by the way, earlier Dayers spoke tough to their children. So we think today we're a bunch of cream puffs. We're so soft. I hold an earlier Dayers, the screaming never had the element of disappointment. They knew they're talking to, of course, they said, Elokai neshama shenasata bi tayroi. I have a holy neshama, you have a holy neshama. Then you scream at a guy, what are you doing? Why'd you do that? Gevaldig, and be angry, you ganav, and you could scream at the guy. Okay, don't say, you ganav, you did a maisek and a besed there, but scream at the guy. Disappointment is the pshat. I had it all wrong. Everything I saw, you're going to have to earn back the respect. That's nonsense. Listen to what the Torah says. Yaakov Avinu's son, Vayelech Reuven, Vayishkav Esbila Pilegesh Aviv. The Torah records it in a way of a massive sin. That's how Hashem writes it. And what was his response? Dramatic. Vayishma Yisrael. So what's the response? There's a pause here, a pay in the middle of a pasuk. What's the response? Vayiyu bnei Yaakov shnei maser. Vayiyu bnei Yaakov shnei maser. They're 12 shvatim. You haven't lost a mashu of standing. You are who I thought you were. You are who I thought you were. And avada, don't ever do that. And there's mussar, and he gets plenty of mussar from Yaakov Avinu. But you are Vayiyu bnei Yaakov shnei maser. Nothing has changed what I thought about your essence. Zero has changed. You are who I thought you are. Okay, now we have to talk. You have a son, give up. So we have to work on this. And you can be angry. Anger is good. Disappointment is terrible. And again, there are many families that say, I'm disappointed. It's just their way of saying very minor anger. They don't mean the concept called, I'm not coming for a word. Every family uses the word. Sometimes a father will say, I'm disappointed. And you means I'm like a drip angry. I'm not even so angry. It's like a lushan. So I'm not coming for the language. I'm coming for the concept. But there are families that so easily get disappointed in their children. It's treif. And the kid does something. These parents called me up. They were too disappointed. I'm telling you, Metzius, the kid is a wonderful person. It was like Tisha B'Av. It was like anything we ever thought is not true. He's impulsive. He was tempted. Your keys were out. You gave him a crazy temptation. He's wrong. He's wrong, and I'm not blaming you that he did it, and he's wrong to do it. But it's not everything you thought is, everything you thought is right, and he's even more than you thought. It's not like this thing, you're not what you cracked up to be, everything I thought, it's not that way. It's, don't do a bad deed. He had a temptation and did something terrible and bad and deserves a nezifa for sure, deserves a yelling, but it's not a shlug up of the etzem. And to me, Rabbi Said, the response of to the Jewish people, of we won't let Jewish blood be cheap, is we're going to respect Yidden. I saw this beautiful Satmi yeshiva, many of us witnessed it, the past few yeshivas, the past few summers. And what Yidden need is that respect. Vayiyu b'nei Yaakov, shnei masir. The validation of people, a person's a gutta. Persons are good to see the good person that they are. Be mechabit of onslaught of covet. That can be our response. Our response, the Maharal says, to disrespect somebody is to murder somebody. To give somebody covet is to give chiyus. Our response to such an event of a yid who's been taken to the Olam Shalemus, and our response to such an event of a yid being murdered, a yid being chafed, is a yid is precious and important. Let's fight with passion, giving chayus, believing in yidden, being mechabed yidden, seeing tremendous goodness in a yid. This is something that could be a response to all of us that feel a sense of akizayin yasach hisayin. What we're just going to sit by? No, we're not just going to sit by. And what are we going to do? A greater effort, a greater pushing of being mechabed yidden. I saw these bachrim come. The bachrim used to come in the summer, and they were looking for shidduchim. These beautiful satmar chesedim, and they're looking for shidduchim. With all each one, we all have our nesiyonos. We all have our challenges, but the sense to be mechabed each person is important. There was one bachur I got very close to. I love him. And he once, I always would just enjoy him. I just loved this one Satmar Bacher. And he once came, he came to me, we schmoozed for a while, and he shared a lot of his life with me. And then afterwards, he like wanted to shake my hand. That's very unique. They don't touch so much. They don't shake hands. So I noticed I don't know the culture so much. I'm always shaking the hands. To them, I guess to the Rebbe, you nod. So it was very rare. He was initiating. So maybe he's used to. I always shake his hand. So he put out his hand after we met. And I saw he had hundreds of dollars in his hands. Hundreds. He had a stack of hundreds. And he was trying to put, like, you're nice to me. He has hundreds of dollars. He had hundreds in his hands. He was a working guy, and he was trying to slap my hand, like, to put hundreds in. So I was like, I love the guy. I took my wallet, and I just gave him my wallet. I'm like, what are you doing? I love you. He didn't know his wallet. He's like trying to put hundreds. I just took my wallet. Like, put my wallet. Like, what? You're like, what are you doing here? I wasn't taking a dollar from the guy. It was like, I have to pay you, Pashut, if you hold of me, if you like. Like, it can't be. You just, we have to be mechabed yidden. You're worthy of respect. You're worthy of prayer. And this guy, I'm awed, I'm dazzled. I want to pay him for his time. He was like, if somebody gives me time, somebody gives a concern, like it's got a cost. To the goods, then you're a psychologist. They take 5 minutes. If you look at me, if you... But it's not that. We have to be mechabed yidden. We have to appreciate, respect, give the time, give the focus, talk to somebody, appreciate somebody, be mechabediyat. I think that can be some of the place, because we sense, hakezayin yasach hisenu, Jewish blood cheap, it's not cheap. Let's be mechabediyat harder, better, more passionately. We should be zeichetaka, all of Klal Yisrael, we should be zeichetan, nechamas, to Yeshuas. The Rebbeinu Shlom Hinei Loyonam Loishin Shayim Yisrael, being anxious and nervous is certainly not the intention of Hashem. My only point there was that if we're feeling it, then it's so close to us, so let's do something with it. If it's so close and Hashem sent it, if I'm walking in a store today and I'm looking around and it's close to home, let's do something with this. I want to share that possible reaction to this Hakizayin Yasach Hisenu, a greater commitment and an onslaught of covet to Yidden, like Shmuel Birnbaum, like the Mira Shashiva Taka taught us, as a response to such situations. I would like to talk about another inyan in our parasha, that